Welcome to Butterflies of Wisdom, everyone. And if my IT problems get solved, you guys will hear this episode today. Trust me. I now have to set up a brand new computer for someone that's living with me. And, yeah, it's a long story, but, yeah, this person's got a new computer, and, of course, he's relying on me. My dad's relying on me to set the computer up. So if my IT problems get solved today, you guys will definitely hear this episode. But I'm just going to let Miss Audrey take it away and explain more about her and what she does. Miss Audrey has several books out and is a wonderful soul to hang out with. And we talked over the phone, and I'm going to let Miss Audrey take it away.
Thank you. Thank you, Lynn. Thank you so much. It's an honor to be here and be participating with Butterflies of Wisdom. Let's see. People ask me, what am I? And I start to laugh. So I'll say, what am I? What are you? What are we all? We're cosmic beings. We're multidimensional. I personally am an energy enhancer and a frequency shifter, and people go, what's that? What it is there's something about the way that I'm made that when people hang out with me, and if they work with me or read my books or get my art or have sessions, they will grow and transform faster. So I also call myself a transformational catalyst. I'm a clairvoyant, and for people who like more mainstream language, my clients kind of gave me this term. I'm a metaphysician life strategist. So I have to say I'm almost smiling. Actually, I'm laughing inside at that because it's a mainstream language for people that feel more comfortable with that. When I write, when I paint, when I do anything, I lift my energies first. I teach people how to do that, by the way, so that I'm coming from what we can call higher self, as well as with the guides. So my books, although they came through me, are not just me. They are me and beyond. And they're written to create and cause transformation, shift, and peace. My current book, which I'm passionate about all of them, and the one that's current is the one, whatever time that is, about fluidity of time, is the one I'm usually into. And this one, to me, is so needed now. It's called Raising Race Consciousness, Healing Racism.
Oh, yes, racism. It is.
Yes, and yes, other, exactly, and other isms. And when I print a book, I print only on 100% post-consumer recycled paper, or if I can find it at an appropriate price, I would use hemp paper or locked paper or something else that's completely ecological. If and when that's not dead.
And you guys, I was going to say, Audrey inspired me to sell more ebooks than paperback books. I am going to try and put my paperback books in the paperback format, but because we're talking about saving trees here, you guys, I would prefer that you buy the ebook over the paperback version, because what Audrey's doing here is really, really special. And what Audrey has taught me in our thought conversations before we did the live recording today is we should start saving trees. And so what Audrey does, and I hope Audrey doesn't mind me spilling the secret, is she sends out ebook-only versions of her books, and then you can print them off if you wish.
Yeah. I have free samplers for all my books. And I'll give them out to everyone and anyone. And then if you like it, which I hope you love it, then you can get the book at my website. Can I say my website?
Yes. Go ahead.
The website is Audrey Now, and it's spelled AUDRYENOW. So A as in apple, U as in up, D as in dream, R as in rabbit, Y as in yes, E as in egg, and now, meaning this moment.
This moment. And we will put that in the show notes, you guys. And now, Audrey, if you had to be educated by anyone inside or outside your field, who would it be and why?
Say that again.
If you had to be educated by anyone inside or outside your field, who would it be and why?
What? I didn't quite hear all that. So I'm
if
not.
If you had to be educated by anyone, who would it be, and why would you be educated by anyone?
If I had to be entertained by anyone, let me tell you who I really want to meet. Could I do that? Because I so have respect for this person, and would adore being on a stage with him. And that's the amazing Deepak Chopra. And I do think that he has a way of being really funny. I've actually seen it on various YouTubes. This man, I feel, I'm in the same kind of field, although I don't think anyone's in the exact field. He's brilliant. He's brilliant, and he comes right from the heart. So I would love to meet him. In terms of being entertained, who in the world would I want? Oh, who else? Look who showed up in my consciousness. Oprah. And between right now, I don't know if people know that right now as we're speaking, Deepak and Oprah, I say this as though I know them personally, Deepak and Oprah are doing their latest 21-day meditation experience on time. And one can get it free by going to the Chopra, chopracenter.com, and then you get 21 days of this there, and after that you have to buy it. But right now it's free.
So they are still doing it. They are still, I was just going to say, because they do it every single year, you guys. They combine the forces, and they do it every single year, and I have yet to do it, but one of these years I'm going to do it. And so, Audrey, what questions do you have for me? And I want to talk about your books a little bit and talk about your writing, but I want to make sure that we get the questions in for me that you have.
What I want to ask you is, it's going to sound so basic, what inspired you to start Butterflies for Free, not Butterflies for Free, Butterflies of Wisdom, that's a movie from
that's
whenever.
Okay.
And
okay. I like
what,
that.
Did you see?
I wrote
yeah.
a book when I was 23 years old, and that book started my path on unbeknownst to me, I was using that book as a form of grief therapy, which my grief therapy can still be found on Amazon. I Come a Win. My journal has a title on it, I Come a Win. And I, capital I, comma, W-I-N. And unbeknownst to me, that book started my journalism degree, career, whatever you want to call it. And complete strangers were asking me, how do you do all this? How do you do all this fabulous stuff with cerebral palsy? And I'm like, oh boy, they opened up a can of worms. I either now have to close or come public with my story. Well, I came public with my story, and this is how the podcast started. And you guys, in 2018, I'm actually starting another podcast called Ask Win. And it's all going to be based around you guys asking me questions about anything, whether it be cerebral palsy or how to write books.
Oh, excellent. If you want any support with that, I'd be glad to help you because now I've written four books. And in fact, one of my books, yeah, absolutely. My first book, The Mother's Manual, I did everything kind of backwards. Most people start with a little book. No, I wrote the biggest book you could imagine. And after my graphic designer finished with it and made it so stunning, the book has 745 pages. So people that are expert in marketing said no one's going to read that. Of course, people have read it, but nonetheless, so they said I needed to make it smaller. So that book, The Mother's Manual, birthed 20 smaller books, all based on that book. So they will all be available as PDFs.
How cool is that? And we'll stick this information in the show notes, you guys, and I'm sorry that this interview has been so short, but I want you not only to hear Audrey's interview, but more importantly, go support Audrey and go support her ebooks, please, because her ebooks are fantastic. And please don't print her ebooks out if you don't have time or you want to. Just print them out on your own paper, but be very careful about it, because what Audrey's trying to do is trying to save the planet and trying to be eco-friendly. And so go read Audrey's books. Go. And stop, turn around, stop this podcast, and go find Audrey's books. And I know I said that in the last podcast with Ambika, but go stop this podcast, go download these books on your Kindle, because these women are movers and shakers, and that includes Audrey and Ambika. And I know we talked about Wizardry in the last podcast, but now we're talking about higher beams and medical vocal senses, and these women have it all put together. And go stop and turn around and download Icon Awareness. You have to get a sense of me also.
I also wanted to say, I'm asking you, how can people support you in your campaign now to win? Oh, I like that. Contest you're in that you need, I believe it's 50,000 signatures. What can people do to support you? And then I will tell people where they can get the kind of paper to print the books on, because there is 100% postage in the copy paper.
Okay.
How can they support
you? Well, thank you. They can either donate via PayPal to me. That's in the show notes as well, and I will give them my email address. My PayPal's email address is aspenrose@gmail.com, and I will spell it out. Aspen, S-P-E-N, as in Aspen, Colorado, Rose, O-S-E, as in the flower, or A-O-T-S, as in the artistic palette, paintbrush palette. And so how they can support me with my next book is they can go to a special website, which I'll put in the show notes, everythingbutpublishing.com, and Soup LLC /CSCP, and enter their email address and vote away. Tell their friends and family to vote away for Shears CP, because at 50,000 votes, I get a publishing deal. And that's really nice of you to promote me on this podcast episode of yours, Audley, and I will put that in the show notes along with Audley's information. And so tell people where they can get the recycled paper for your book.
Okay, so first let me give you a quote from greenpressinitiative.org. This is part of when I learned this, I decided, okay, that's it. I have to print only on this paper. And the one book that is printed on this paper, my book, What If You Are and Life is Miraculous, an ABC Affirmation Art coloring book, we got their golden seal of approval. Listen to this. About 30 million trees are used to make books sold in the United States every year, many sourced from endangered forests. This equals 1,153 times the number of trees in Central Park in New York. I'm from New York. That's a big park. That's a lot of trees. Deforestation accounts for 25% of human-caused CO2 emissions, contributing to global warming. Virgin paper accounts for nearly 40% of the waste stream. I can't contribute to that. That's a no. So I use all recycled, okay? The toilet paper I use is recycled. And just so you don't get all weirded out, it's made from recycled paper that you only use the once. So where you can get 100% post-consumer recycled copy paper is from, you can get it at Shoplet, Shoplet.com. The particular brand is Nature Saver Paper. And Staples also, and this is, you get it by the, I get it by the carton. I mean, I'm an author and I'm a this, I'm a that. So I don't just buy reams, which are 500 sheets. I buy a carton, which are, let me see, 5, 10 packages of reams, if I'm saying it right. Staples also sells it at staples.com. And if you just want to buy a ream, which means one of the 500, then that just means they cost about $13 and change. The full carton from one place is about $60, and from the other is $62 or $63. Then you have a lot of paper that will last a long time, and you have helped the planet.
Yes. And my stepmom is really into organic everything. And the reason why I bring my stepmom into this is because her brother, and I will also put this in the show notes, founded the largest renewable energy conference in the U.S., and it's 5 minutes away from my house. And we have it here in Aspen, Colorado, in July, and I will put that in the show notes as well. And it's called Orday. And the reason why I am so into now recycled paper is because what Audley taught me is, and Audley doesn't know this yet, is we need more Kindles out there, and then we need books, because, or better yet, we need people to listen to audiobooks better than reading it on their Kindle. I'm sorry, but Kindles are saving trees. Audiobooks are saving trees, but paperback books and hard copy books are not saving trees. I'm sorry. And when we talk about global warming and renewable energy and wind farms and all that good stuff, the paperback book industry is not helping.
No. And just so people know, it really, it isn't like it can't be done. It can be done. It's very doable. It simply takes a shift in mindset. It's a consciousness shift, which is all that's required, actually. And, yes, it definitely costs more money. However, this is what I say, and I'm a psychic, and I'm saying this. When enough printing companies decide that's what they're going to do, and they shift into using that paper, mark my words, it won't cost what it costs now. It'll cost a lot less. What I spent to print What If, and this is a book that has, let's see, how many pages? I have it right here in front of me. It has, okay, it's not numbered. It has about 70 pages. And, yeah, some of them are color. It's in color. I'm an artist, and the beginning pages are all color, and the rest are for the person to color. It's a great book. Anyway, what I have to pay to get the book printed is more than what most people charge for a book of that size. So, of course, I have to charge more because it's just the way it works. However, if that became the paper of choice, and down the line, if people are smart, and I'm trusting in our species to be smart, that's why we're doing this, that's going to be what's done. That's what's going to be what's done. When I became...
These books are not going to be printed in sweat shops in China, thank you very much.
Yeah. I mean, somebody has to start it. As far as I know, that is the only book that is printed on 100% post-consumer recycled paper. When one of my other books, Zinziger Vitality Vegan plus Enagic Kangen Water Specialties, that book came about because I was giving out recipes on a formal website, and the web person at the time told me, why don't you make a book? I thought, okay. Yeah. And I thought I would just put some recipes together and make a little something. Well, I'm not constituted that way. I can't just make a little something. No, I have to make something gorgeous and beautiful, and it has to have health, and it has to have wellness. I mean, that's how I do stuff. So that book has, the first half is about health and wellness. And just so you know, I am a super healthy woman. So I speak from experience, and it includes it physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and it gives exercises and all of that. And the rest of the book is recipes, including from Dr. Brenda Cobb, with whom I studied at her Living Foods Institute in Atlanta, and from a couple of other chefs, and the rest are me, and they have cooked, because people asked me to include it, and raw, and I'm mostly raw vegan. And my latest, Raising Race Consciousness, there are people who think it doesn't pertain to them. Let me tell you something. It pertains to all of us. I'll ask a question right now, and let yourself, whomever, everyone listening, just let this come into you. Have you ever in any way been affected by any aspect of racism, sexism, genderism, what I call religionism, my religion is better than yours, yours is better than mine, that kind of thing, anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, homophobia, what I call culturism, speciesism. There is not a soul on this earth who has not been affected. We are all connected on one level, even in quantum physics. We're all one big, huge, gigantic, universal organism. And what I learned, see, I know by what we can call the 100th monkey syndrome, and now I can call it the turning point, which means when a certain percentage of people, or in one case monkeys, but we're humans, of people achieve a certain level of consciousness, it starts spreading into the whole population so that everything is upraised. Now, Greg Braden, who's a scientist and likes doing this, all the scientific study, which I'm grateful for because I don't necessarily do that, came up with the figure that the square root of 1% of a population is the starting number it takes for consciousness to shift. And what he came up with, and I'm trusting his math, I'm not doing the math, that if the global population is 8.5 million, which now I think it's a little higher, that would be 8,000 people. So I assert that even if the population now is, what, 9.5 million, I'm not sure if it will even 10,000 people that really consistently are living in the vibration of peace and love and higher consciousness and doing it. You can't just say it. You have to be it. Our global consciousness and way of being will shift. And whatever we
and
might consider, is that amazing? And so,
and that's
yeah.
Amazing. And
yeah.
That's a lovely way to end this interview, you guys. And
yeah.
I am sorry, but go check out Audrey's book, and I will be putting this episode up today, and I thank Audrey for coming on and sharing her wisdom and knowledge. Thanks, you guys.
May I give a phone number? Squeeze it in. Thank you. Thank you.